Lightning cracks, moons at max. It's movie night. The gang's all here, gripped with fear. More horror films, alright. From bad to worse and worse to shit, you'll beg to fucking quit. Malevolent Movies has arrived in stereo now, nowhere to hide.
Sean, what did I tell everybody to dress up as today?
You said dress up as a hard rocker 80s metal type of situation.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys ready?
Yes.
Let's do a countdown. 3, 2, 1, and then we'll show our videos, okay?
All right.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
My God. This is a handsome bunch right here.
Oh, my Lord.
It's Bughouse.
Oh, yep. My God.
Yeah.
Give it that tree.
The Bughouse face. Ryan's boobs are on screen.
Wow.
Got my
Ryan's
out.
Rocking the Carney
got
stash
our arms
and braced
out.
His room.
Fuck you. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Carney Martin.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
That's a handsome group. Little early 90s Slipknot, so.
Hell, yeah. Love it.
Had the outfit so laying around.
That's
actually, I think I look more like Mike Shank.
Yes, you do. Oh my God, you do, Ryan.
And I love it. I love it.
Holy
That's
shit.
Great.
You got a green jacket you could throw on?
I wish I would have thought about it. I would have just like smoked a lot of weed all week and fucked my shit up. And then I'd just be like, hey,
my shit
yeah, rush
up.
Tickets were.
God drinks a vodka. We were drinking vodka in the back of the truck.
I will say this. I imbibed a little bit Saturday, an edible. And I tell you, if you think
you're still high,
still, because I just took one. I had a Marie Callender's that I had in the freezer a while, and I'd kind of forgotten about it. Mm. I tell you this, that was one delicious ass turkey pie.
Yeah, you think Marie Callender's is good?
Holy moly!
Not on edibles.
I was like, I felt like a king. I was like, God, this is the most succulent meal. Mm-hmm. It's like 3 a.m. I didn't even finish it either. It was too much. It was too much flavor.
Hey, everybody. It's the 2022 Summer Series, our second annual Summer Series.
Wow.
Ryan, give us a recap about last summer.
Last summer was an adventure. There was fighting for summer frighting. There was controversy. We met Saint Summer.
Well, you sure did, brother.
And we saw Warwick Davis throwing plates. We saw a beer-gutted mummy. God, what else did we see?
Saw Brain's dong.
Yeah, we saw
we saw Brain's dong.
We saw watched, Wiener out in the wild.
Yeah.
Just
we watched a cat kill a bunch of people on a boat.
Oh, yeah. It was. And that was just the tip of the iceberg. The episodes are there if you want to get into it.
Took a whimsical journey to Trolland.
I was going to say, don't forget about Trolland.
Remember Trolland? Remember, we hung out with Nicolas Cage.
We revived his career. I mean,
his
new movie's coming out after the podcast, so.
Yeah we did that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. I think so. I think that's where our sudden surge in downloads. It's Nick Cage and, his
and
followers.
All his friends.
Yeah. He's been mentioning it on the red carpet interviews, making sure everybody's aware. Yep.
Listen, it's Malevolent Movies. I was listening to it every day, every morning. Joe Buckley's an inspiration of mine.
Speaking of Mr. Buckley, as any listener to Malevolent Movies for any stretch of time knows that Joe can't do things right.
Yeah.
Also,
if you don't hear him in the first
trash.
60 seconds, you know he's not here.
Yeah, he's gone.
His family right now, everybody in his family is chewing bubble gum. They're trying to get the biggest wad of gum they can because they're going to stitch the wires together for his internet. And hopefully everything goes according to plan and he will be joining us shortly. And I can't imagine what his costume looks like.
What are the percentages?
I'm so excited.
What are the percentages that he's actually going to be dressed up at? Well, how much effort on a scale of malevolent to benevolent did Joe put into dressing up?
It's the bad October shirt and blue jeans. That's my guess.
Yeah.
I think he'll go one step further and he'll wear a black shirt because
black.
Like just a straight black shirt, but it's going to be that and blue jeans. I'd be shocked if there's anything more to it than that.
Yeah. Can I commend all you gentlemen for 100% participation in Suns Out, Guns Out for the 80s hair metal?
I mean,
come on. Roll those up, Ryan.
Roll
I'll see
up.
Those.
Yeah.
Look at these pearly whites. Come on.
His arms are looking pale right now, Ryan.
All right, Zach. Zach, you're going to get us demonetized.
I'm sexy. Put them away.
Jesus Christ.
I can't say too good as a Macho Man Randy Savage.
Zach, give me some ASMR right now. Give me some ASMR right now, Zach. Tell me about that gym. For me.
You know, I just feel like muscles into the mic. Go there, and I just get up to the mirror, and I just look in the mirror, and I just give it one of these.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes I give it one of these to get the triceps in there.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The
yesterday was back day.
I'm getting a little too horny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Jesus Christ, boys.
You can see Jesus Christ in his tricep.
This is our sexy summer series.
I'm going to sit like this the rest of the show.
Good.
Flexing it up
good.
Over here.
Y'all see my sign over there?
Ooh! Yeah. Nick couldn't make it today. He's busy working, but he is participating.
Being a square.
He is a part of it. And guess what else is returning, gang? The team component.
Oh, yes. I figured as much.
All right, I got to take this off so I can
God, I hope I don't get Joe.
Ugh.
That's the nerve. My stomach now, I feel a knot in my stomach because the possibility that Joe could be my partner.
That's some, like the wild card. Like, that's a handicap.
Some of the blood came off of my face.
Lord.
The bughouse blood. This is aged blood.
That's screen worn, too.
Yeah, that's
screen
worn.
That's a collector's item.
Yeah, that's awesome right there.
This is Grace's room, if you guys didn't recognize.
Oh, is that
this
the one
is
Pavel
this
wore?
Is what Pavel wears.
Yeah,
in Grace's room.
I thought I recognized it.
Yes,
I was
good
say,
they kept now. All this.
It's all in the back.
Yeah.
One of my little peek behind the curtain. One of my favorite moments of many of Butcher the Baker's was involving Tyler in the bughouse makeup in the house that was very hot.
And man!
In between takes, literally lying on the floor in a fetal position, and at some point, I think you said you were. Diarrhea was pouring out of you, or you felt like it was going to. That image is burned in my brain.
Well, it was very hot in Brian's house. So I kept drinking water, and like when I like water's just like a laxative for me, so it just pushes everything out
like air, sunlight.
I think,
air,
you know. I think all your internal organs are plugged in wrong, Tyler.
Yeah, no, they're just plugged straight into the butt.
I don't know that he has any. I think he's just a big sack in there.
It's just a big bladder.
Yeah,
it
fills up, and then it eventually there's too much in, so it starts to come out, and then you fill it back up, and that's yeah.
Okay, guys, welcome to the 2022 Rockin' Road Trip. Whoa! This summer is a Rockin' Road Trip.
Hell yeah!
Okay,
we're going to see Sean.
Do it.
Hey, hello,
road trip,
Tampa.
Road trip, 11 movies.
Hello, Tampa.
What the hell?
This is a two-stage event series. Last summer, we had a three teams, three movies each, nine movies total. It was a lot. We're bringing it back to five movies. Well, you're probably wondering at home, like, five movies, but there's three teams, and you're saying there's two stages. This is the first ever elimination in Malevolent Movies history. Not every team will make it to the second stage. Yes. It's going to be hard. It's going to be hard.
Raising the stakes.
So, okay.
That means you can't participate?
What?
If you're kicked out, you can't be on an episode.
You don't get a movie for the second part. But there's a lot. As always with a Tyler Ann show, there's a lot of rules here.
There's so
ready.
Many.
Everybody get your spreadsheets open.
Yeah, it's like learning a brand new board game.
It's like the first day at a new job. You're just getting hit. HR's taking you here.
No kidding.
Boss is taking you here.
Stage one is the road trip. We got to get to stage two, which is the concert. So before I even get into what the road trip movies are, we got to pick our bandmates because we're playing a show at the concert.
Okay. Let's go.
So we are going to randomize to figure out whose bandmates are whose. And let's start. You know what? I want to figure out who's Zach's bandmate. He's the most strongest, most handsomest member of this group.
I'll carry all the equipment.
Let's come on.
He's like a front man and a roadie all in one, Zach.
That's what I want. It's my dream.
We're going to randomize this. Zach, what are you playing in the band? Since you're here, you get to pick. What are you playing in the band?
I'm a drummer, baby. Boom. Their drummers always go guns out, guns out, I feel like.
Okay.
They do.
I think we can find you a lead guitarist and vocalist.
Yeah.
So let's see who that is going to be. Nicholas Swartz.
Hey.
Okay.
Oh my.
You know, Nick
goodness.
Is a showman, so
yeah.
Maybe
I'm excited for this.
Yeah.
It's gonna make some hella stage props for you, Zach.
I'm fucking stoked. And if anyone can get some like good pyrotechnics going, it's gonna be
Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Ain't gonna be no tiny Stonehenge.
Production value is gonna be through the roof.
Yes, sir.
All right, Sean, let's figure out who your bandmate is and by proxy, who the last band is.
Oh,
okay.
Oh,
we're gonna learn a lot in the
next. I don't know how these rules work yet.
Turn of the wheel. Okay, who is Sean's bandmate? Oh my god.
What?
I'm tempted to respin the wheel.
Don't do it.
I am tempted to respin the wheel.
What do you got?
Sean, you're going to be just fine, bud.
Yeah?
Because Trevor's your teammate. It is a Ryan and Joe Buckley band.
Hell yeah, brother.
Oh, no. Let's go. Oh, man.
Ryan got his Mark Borchardt.
Yep.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know what? You know what? Actually, I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it.
It's going to be like any
other thing. Now we're underdogs. Now we're the underdogs. It's man with no brain, man with no instruments, man with no crew, man with no shows.
Man with no fans.
That's a good ad.
Man with no fans.
That's a good ad.
Bands with no fans. Yeah.
And I also know that I'll browbeat Joe into my picks. Because it's not like Joe's going to do the work.
Okay.
That's true.
We have some more firsts for Malevolent Movies. So before we get to the breakdown of what the road trip encapsulates, the movies and the points, we got to talk about the recording first. Whitney, you're probably wondering, why would we do that? Well, guys, the band isn't done yet. You guys have to pick one person each, brand new to Malevolent Movies, to be in your band and be on your episode.
What?
Yep. It can't be anybody else that's been previously on before. Brand new to fill out your band. And it's just for the recording. It's just a fun component of the show. But you have to find a third party to join you. But you also need a roadie. And so you have to pick one fan. They can have been on the episode before. That's okay.
Oh.
But all the fans down in the comments, let us know if you want to be on the show. And these guys are going to pick their one fan roadie to join them on the episode.
I just want to say this, Higgins, because I know you're listening. How you doing? Good to see you.
Stop it.
It's a strong move to really go for roadies. To like be trying to cherry pick roadies. That's a bold move.
Okay. So just so
we're clear. What if two of us want the same roadie?
You can't have the same roadie. You can't have the same roadie.
Is there a playoff? Do we have like a solo off or something?
Is
there a roadie Olympics?
If we have to, if there's a tie or if two people turn in the same roadie, I'll flip a coin and see who gets it, and then they can pick another person. We won't let the fans know who gets third fiddle.
Amen.
Okay.
Everybody's the first selection.
Bye.
Okay. Here is the movies for the road trip stage of this event. You have to find a horror movie with a road trip in it. The only caveat is it can't be clearly winter. So as long as it's kind of summery, you know, fall's even okay. The core conceit of this summer, it's not that the movies are total summer. It's the adventure. It's the road trip aspect of it. So as long as it's not pure, like snow everywhere, crunchy leaves are pretty okay. So the idea is we're looking for a road trip movie, but here I'll go through the point breakdown to get to the new stuff. So it's the same classic 75 points, 10 for script, 10 for acting, 10 for production design, 10 for post-production, 10 for competency, 10 for charm, 10 for rewatchability, and -5 to -5 points for the malevolent to benevolent bonus. There is the 25 points for malevolent movie spirit, and there's 10 points for the road trip spirit. But here's where it gets interesting. Guess what's coming back, gang? The much beloved trope points. Bum, 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 bum,
yes.
Bum, bum, bum,
bum, bum, bum.
Okay. I know they're not necessarily loved, but here's what we're going to do. You get three tropes assigned to you in your movie. They're only worth 5 points each, so it's not going to break the bank, but it's randomized to see who gets what tropes. So I'm not going to tell you what they are. I'm going to randomize them first. And we'll go with Zach and Nick first, since you are our first band. Oh, also, you have to come up with a band name. And you have to design a sweet-ass logo.
All right.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
We got this, Sean. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, we do.
You come up with the name. I got the rest.
We have our art guy and our band guy on the same team.
Okay.
Well, we all saw how Joe draws when he drew that picture of Tad's.
That's going to be your logo is fucking naked Tad.
Okay. I'll end up drawing them all eventually.
Zach and Nick, here are your tropes that will earn you additional points. If you have your road trip people getting harassed by or picking a fight with the locals, losing a wallet or ID or something integral to the trip, being stopped by the cops. So you guys got some pretty nice ones there.
Yeah, those are all, like, those go along with road tripping. I love it.
Okay, Sean and Trevor.
Let's go.
If you have somebody getting left behind, either as a joke or intentionally, so the classic stop at the gas station, move on type deal. Oh, we got to back up. Getting stoned / drunk. Having sex in the car. Fuck yeah,
bro. Yeah. Road trip, okay. Baby. I love it.
Ryan and Joe.
All right.
If they're flipping through the radio to find the right track.
Okay.
The car breaks down.
Okay.
They meet an eccentric character along the way.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, those are all good. Those are all good.
So it's not going to break the bank. It's only 5 points each. So you try and get those extra points to help you out. Okay. Here's the big one, gang. Here's the big one. This is multifaceted, and I can't explain the whole component of it right now. Each band has to write a theme song for their band.
Let's go!
God damn it.
Okay. I mean, how many points is that? Because you might as well just go ahead and
it's 25
take
points. It's 25 points. Okay, now we all know here that Sean is the resident musician man in the group. So obviously, Sean and Trevor have a leg up. But I'm going to implore Malevolent Movies and the fans, I can't explain this yet, to really consider the strengths of each individual. So maybe we should rate Sean and Trevor a little higher than we would, or have like higher expectations. Sure. But here's the rules. Okay, it's 25 points. It's 25 points, so we all vote for each other. For the people whose movie it is, you don't get to vote, for your own movies and your own theme song. But the track has to be at least 60 seconds, and I would say the longer the better, but also both members have to sing in it.
Okay.
Both members have to sing
it.
Okay. So go hard.
I love it in theory.
Okay. We're going to get those beautiful harmonies.
La, 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 la.
Yeah. Well, it makes me look. Ryan, you got to. Ryan, you're so worried right now, but you look just like Cliff Burton in Metallica.
That's true.
In the 80s right now. The way that, the camera's a little fuzzy. It looks like you had some Vaseline over it. You got the shitty stash in the hair.
That's all I do.
You're going to be just fine. You get those. Let the fingers do the walking on the bass line.
Whoa!
What brings me solace here is knowing that as long as Nick and I can just both, like, Nick and I will both be willing to sing. I don't know that you'll get Joe to sing.
Oh, no, he's going to sing.
I don't know that you'll get him to. I got him to sing with the Sloppy Joes.
You might get him to do a diss track.
Well, we may rap.
He loves those.
Haunting Foster Cabin. He sang at the end of that.
I don't want to wait.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
So if I can get him to do that, maybe. I think Ryan can get him.
I'll maybe. Get him to sing.
We'll no, yeah. I don't know that it'll be that hard to get him to sing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Does there have to be a specific genre? Does it have to be 80s hair metal?
No,
could it be anything?
I would say go where your strengths are. So here's what I'm going to say. I think the more production value you can put into it, the better. So if somebody is just on a keyboard hitting like one note at a time, I'm going to say, that's probably not really where we want it to be. I know that Zach and Nick and Ryan and Joe, you're probably not going to be the strongest at writing music. So if you need to get a track from somewhere else, that's okay. YouTube has a library.
Yeah.
If you can get the lyrics and other things. But hey, have some fun. Toss your own percussion in there. Get the triangle out. Get the tambourine out. You can layer stuff on top of there. Yeah.
I'll have to see what Joe has there in the basement lying around that he can use. Just slap your belly. Oh, yeah. No.
He's all about
he's play
art
the
things. Things.
Play to your strengths, Ryan. If you get Joe slapping his belly and fucking the whole stick.
Yeah, the fleshlight. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Have fun. Oh. Have fun. Yeah.
Little do we know this is all part of, Tyler's giant master plan just to form a Malevolent Movies
new
band.
New dog alert. New dog alert.
Oh, my gosh. You want to see the puppy?
Yep.
You want to see him? 100%. Hot new pup just dropped. Look at that thing.
Yeah.
Look at that.
What the fuck is this?
What is going on?
He's like, dude, take me back.
This is my house.
Fuck this.
He's like, nobody said anything about being in something with Joe.
Yeah, some freaks.
And yeah, we heard a few words from the new pup.
Hey, buddy. Yeah.
Sniff.
No, he's in shock right now. He's disgusted that he's here.
I get it.
Hey, Sarah.
Hello.
Good to see you.
Hi. Not even going to ask what I walked into.
Yeah, we're that's for the best.
Probably better that way.
Yeah.
History in the making. That's what she walked in on.
Good attitude.
When Joe's away, the cats will play.
Yeah, do we have an ETA on Joe? Is he coming?
Nope, he hasn't messaged in the chat, and he's not waiting in the waiting room.
He's still changing into his tights.
Driving to Tyler's house.
Now, if he came in full regalia,
yeah, he's putting on like face makeup and everything. What if that's the case, and he's gonna show up late or not at all?
Yeah,
I would have to apologize a million times to Joe for putting so much effort into it, but
it's not gonna happen.
I would also have to have my temperature checked and my pulse checked because I don't think I'd be unhealthy because I'm imagining things. Could Joe Buckley
doesn't do
that?
He just shows up like a live era Peter Criss, and all of a sudden Ryan just passes out. He's done for the episode.
Joe, I hear you calling, but your internet don't work right now.
Okay. Are you guys ready for stage two?
Oh, yeah. The big show. Sir.
The concert.
Drop it.
Okay. Now, the teams with the two teams with the highest amount of points from their picks move on to the concert level. And that is where you are finding the best horror concert film you can find.
Oh.
Okay.
My favorite subgenre.
I don't want to lose.
Now, here's where the point breakdown comes from. It's the same classic 75 points that we've already covered: script, acting, post-production, production design, competency, charm, rewatchability, and malevolent benevolent bonus, the 25 points for malevolent movie spirit, and 10 points for the music of the band or bands featured in the movie.
Oh,
10 points for the clothing or costuming of the
band.
My brain. 10 points for stage flair. Do they command the stage? 10 points for the overall soundtrack of the movie, and 10 points for the rock and roll spirit, baby.
I already know which film.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare. I know what you're thinking. Don't you dare.
I don't know if you know that.
You got to make it out of the first round.
You think it'll be on? You think it'll be on?
Yeah, I think so.
You think it'll be on, too? All right. No. Okay. VR is a fucking winner. I mean, that's going to win the whole
YouTube channel. Here is where the twist comes. Okay? The best rated theme song automatically launches you to the finals. So this is why you want to go hard on the theme song, the best theme song, and fans will be rating the theme song. Okay.
That could be best my only saving song. Grace, because the fans love Joe. Don't let Joe down.
That
Don't
is unfortunately true.
Don't let Joe down.
See, this is where you have the advantage, Ryan.
I'm gonna
fans
ride this.
I'm feeling bad about Zach and Nick now. I'm a little bit worried about Zach and Nick. You guys are gonna have to get real weird with it.
If we've learned one thing about malevolent movies, it's that Zach and Nick are going to be just fine. Because
we'll
those fuckers clean up with this shit.
We'll do our best.
I'm going to see if insecticidal.
I'm going to see if Nick can invent a new sound. Because Nick's good at making stuff. Maybe he can make a sound you've never heard before.
He'd probably build you an instrument.
Nick would be a great Yoko. Just wailing into the microphone.
Oh,
that's the plan.
Yeah. Guys, that's long and short of it. It's a pretty simple summer adventure. The rocking road trip of 2022.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
I think you've outdone yourself, Tyler.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm very excited.
Thank you, guys.
Are there any tropes for the concert?
Nope.
Or is it just what you mentioned?
It's all about the concert and the movie. This is one that we're going to have a damn good fucking time with the movie. The roadies and the additional bandmate won't be joining us for the second stage. It's just going to be the gang together for those.
Okay.
But definitely, don't forget, you got to find somebody brand new, a new voice to malevolent movies.
And they're going to be on the first movie. They're going to come on for the first movie.
With their bandmates. Yeah.
Okay.
So basically, they got to bring the show because they got to convince us that they're worth the points. So you got to bring
how many people per band? So there's two, let's say me and Joe.
So it's the two members of the band. They bring the one new voice, which is their third bandmate, and then they have the fan pick as their roadie.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So that's right. So there's four. Yeah. Everybody's going to have four. Okay.
Yeah. I'm assuming that schedules aren't going to align, so we're not all going to be on every episode. So, and if it gets overloaded, I'll take a backseat and just hit record. So that won't be an issue because I want to make sure that everybody has a good time. But I imagine, it, you know, trying to get Malevolent Movies out there, get some new eyes and ears on this stuff. So hopefully this will encourage people to, you know, I don't know, pick somebody who might like this shit. Don't, Joe, do not invite your mom.
I was going to say, Tad.
Oh, Joe has no say.
Joe has never been on Malevolent Movies, but are we going to shut that shit down right now?
That's right.
No,
that's
I'm shutting it right fucking down right now. There's no I was going to say, because
he's
on
never
my
been
in
my
band.
Malevolent Movies, Ryan.
I understand that, but this is a band.
There's already been turmoil, and Joe isn't even here. He doesn't even know about the band.
Well, he doesn't need
he doesn't even know he's in a band.
That's the way I keep it. I keep him quiet. All right.
Well, I'm just disappointed that Joe's not here because I really wanted to show him that I went full on Spinal Tap and just for him. So take a look at my pants right here. That's just for Joe. I thought he'd get really excited about this.
Oh my Lord. You've got a whole football down there.
I do. Oh. I do. Wow. Squeeze. And the thing is, the bigger it gets, the weirder the shape gets. And that's what people don't know about the penis.
It really does.
That's how you know it's girthy.
Yeah, that's solid. That's good circulation right there. Really,
yeah,
you got
Jesus.
Correct. Checked out, Sean.
Yeah, I don't know that it's supposed to look like that.
I'm excited about the summer series. I don't know what you want from me. Guys.
Yeah, clearly he's all.
It has dimples.
Already.
That's weird.
Yeah. No, it's not weird. It's something with the girth. You know, the male penis is only supposed to be so big, and when it gets to a certain size, it starts rippling and puffing.
Yeah, it's like when a whale gets beached and it can't breathe right. It starts to like collapse on itself. Yeah. Same principle.
Hey, this is Joe Buckley, and guess what? You've got a phone call. Fuck, I can eat 100 nuggets. I want to get slushed. Give me a blue tongue.
Does he still have that clown costume from our old?
It's in the
He took that mask off and he had makeup
underneath.
That, oh. Still one of the best.
I think that's one of the funniest things that we ever did on the video
show. That was fantastic.
I love watching just that opening of us
entering
the room.
The funniest thing is unfortunately still buried. It's where Ryan walks in the house and Joe enters the room wearing a skin-tight morph suit like Slender Man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And you can see his little pecker.
That was a great birthday.
Yeah.
And Ryan was just so confused.
Oh. Well, he just looked like a penguin.
No reaction.
I didn't know if I was going to live any longer. I thought, well, this is it. This is it. This is how I die.
Okay. Oh, God. Where are you, Joe?
Zach, take off your glasses to be more intimidating to him.
You know what? Joe didn't expect us to say yes. He was probably assuming we'd be done.
Oh, yeah.
He timed this out. His internet was up 20 minutes ago.
Oh, like the slip and fall incident from January.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah. I still don't believe his ass at all.
No, he never fell down.
And then I sat in my car for 20 minutes. Okay, here he comes. Here he comes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
You piece of shit.
Son of a bitch. I was in an incredible costume, but I had to get out.
Well, the guys, I slipped down and it flew off.
No. I called them and they said, we don't deal with 80s rockers. You dress like a piece of shit that lives in his mom's basement.
Yeah.
I've got the Bitbuster shirt.
The thing is, we're not busting. You do well. You know what? It's fitting because you busted the bit. You didn't commit to the bit. And you know what, Joe? You don't know this yet, but you and I are on a fucking team this year. It's you and me.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
We already finished the recording, Joe. So
I understand.
Rules have been set.
Okay.
I think that's set a precedent, though. If Joe
doesn't sing a song.
If Joe doesn't get dressed up for Bad October 22, he doesn't get to participate.
No, I'll be a solo.
You gotta dress up for one of these.
Solo act.
Okay.
And okay,
I understand. No, I understand. But we are going to rock out together.
I kicked me out of Fleetwood Mac. And now I'm finger playing the electric guitar and writing songs for Caddyshack.
We'll get
or vacation, right?
I'm gonna have my electric keyboard.
Yeah, you got to write a song with Ryan.
Yeah, we're not kidding. We have to write a song.
Oh, okay.
Yes, we both have to write a theme song. And you both have to sing on it, Joe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so if you do a good theme song, you automatically make it to the second round. There's an elimination in this.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Nice, nice.
Now's your time to shine, Joe.
Okay.
Show us those pipes.
I gotta rhyme something with gorilla. I gotta think. I gotta think real hard on it.
You do. Let me do the thinking. You do the stinking. I'll do the thinking.
Okay.
Hey, there you go.
That works out for me.
That's a good title,
Joe. Who's the best looking rocker here?
Let me see. Taylor kind of looks like the man in the Iron Mask.
Well, I was going for Slipknot with my Bughouse mask.
Oh,
they have Iron Masks.
I like Ryan's hair. I like Ryan's hair. It's real big.
Big.
I'd say probably Trevor. He's got like he's got like a nice like vest. He got like the button, the hat.
The button.
What about Zach? What about Zach? You saying anything about Zach?
Neither Sean nor I get any comments.
The strongest man and the sexiest man are too intimidating for Joe.
His synapses are going off.
So he goes
scared,
to the second sexiest and second strongest.
He's scared and attractive at the same time.
Oh, yeah, yeah, exactly.
I'm happy to be either.
I'm peeing right now.
Joe hasn't seen my entire costume yet, and maybe that's why he's not that impressed by it. He didn't see the pool Monty here.
His giant...
I was gonna make you feel,
Joe. Well, I mean, that is interesting. That might change my score a little.
Have you seen one of these in your dark score? Net travels?
Yeah. Yeah, Joe, do the same thing. Do the same thing, Joe. Let's see yours.
Show us your weird wiener.
Okay, let me see.
Oh God, he's gonna do it.
I'm not enjoying this. It's not enjoying this at all.
He's rolling it like a pepperoni, wringing it out like a roll of towels.
Yeah.